Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
2 years after public outcry ended plans to overhaul school choice in Boston, officials are now doing a retake. At a Boston School Committee meeting last night, Superintendent Carol Johnson launched the process. It'll take over a year, she said, as she promised to involve families at every step as the district considers changing the student enrollment system that's been in place for more than two decades. Superintendent Johnson joins us this morning to talk about it all. Good morning and thanks.
Good morning.
Back in 2009, you proposed some changes to student assignment, including creating five zones. As I mentioned, there was an outcry. Parents and community leaders complained about the lack of public process. This time, you're emphasizing community engagement. Explain that. What will that entail?
We will work with the community so that we can improve the school choice process, making sure parents understand what choices they have, make sure that we're as customer-friendly as possible, and then, of course, making sure that we have the right set of choices for them to make.
You know, it's one thing to say you're going to work with a community. It's another thing to actually make working work. And I put it that way for this reason. There are parents, students, and teachers who say officials didn't act on their criticisms in the decision-making process about school closures and consolidations in the past, so they're a little skeptical going forward.
Well, actually, what parents told us is that they wanted to make sure that there were great choices. And I think what we have been involved in is really turning around our underperforming schools. We've created many new K-8 schools. We've expanded our four-year-old programs, which are very popular with families. This fall, we'll open up two industry charter schools and an innovation school. We've revamped our entire weighted formula for funding schools so it's more equitable and understandable for families. And we've invested a great deal more of our resources to make sure that students that are learning English are well served and getting the services they deserve. And we're in the process of revamping our program to make sure that there are easy ways for families to transition, particularly those families who have students with disabilities. So I think that we've actually been addressing the very things that families said to address first. Make sure that the low-performing schools are improving. So I think that it's fair to say that we're not done. We have a lot more to do. There are schools that people have a great deal of confidence in, and we've tried to expand seats in those. But we also have schools that still need to improve for families to feel like they can walk across the street and go to that school.
You know, let me ask the money question. To what extent will the district's budget cuts influence recommendations going forward about how to change school choice?
Well, I think that we've tried to make some very judicious decisions about how to spend our resources. We certainly have 9,000 more kids in arts and music activities, and we've maintained our maximum class sizes. So we've tried to invest in the very things that we think are important. We've also had great partners like the Boston Scholar Athletes Program with the Red and Blue Foundation, founded by John Fish and Suffolk Construction, that's allowed us to expand significantly athletic programs throughout the district and make sure we have high-quality scholarship and academic programs for those athletes. So I think that we've done a really good job of managing in a very, very difficult time.
Let me ask finally a quick question about student demographics, if I can. The city's been operating under the current student assignment system for 20-plus years, and demographics have changed, as we know, considerably in that time. So how big a factor will student demographics be as you consider changes going forward?
We certainly have shifted in terms of the demographic profile. And so as we have this conversation, we know it's going to be somewhat controversial because different parts of the community feel very differently about how much choice they should have. I think we want to make sure we hear our voices so that we can come up with a plan that guarantees choice, that values diversity, but actually helps us also to build community and strengthen the ties between schools and homes, and absolutely helps more families continue to choose us. You know, we are in a very competitive market with more charter schools opening, and we also have to be careful that we continue to improve the quality, the academic programs that we offer as we do this so that families feel that their children can get the best education and have the best choices possible.
Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson, thanks for your time this morning, and good luck.
Thank you.